Thank you. The word of God which is set before us this morning is from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans, the 4th chapter, the 25th verse. Jesus, our Lord, was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised again because of our justification. This is our text. Dear fellow redeemed, in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. During this third week of Easter, we have been considering the theme of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Because that is such a powerful metaphor, it can become tempting to become so wrapped up in this theme that we forget that it is actually rooted in the Easter Gospel. The same Jesus who called himself the Good Shepherd, before he underwent his suffering and death on the cross, later on restored, after his resurrection, restored Peter, who had sinned against him so grievously by denying that he even knew the man, Jesus restored that one with those words, "Feed my sheep." And it is especially in his resurrection that all of his commands to his disciples to shepherd the flock have their enduring force for the rest of time. Paul's verse in Romans speaks the heart and the center of the Easter Gospel, the whole gospel of our salvation. He was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised again because of our justification. That, for one thing, ties together Good Friday and Easter because, in a sense, they are one. The Easter Gospel is meaningless without the cross. The significance is not that the cross was empty, because the other two crosses on Calvary were also empty. It is, in fact, that Jesus was there on that cross, bloody, pierced, and dead, that gives the Easter proclamation its significance. It isn't really simply that the tomb was empty. Annas and Caiaphas and the soldiers and Pilate and Herod all knew that and knew enough to blame it on someone having stolen the body. A grave could be empty for many reasons. No, the significance of the Easter Gospel is rather found in what the angels proclaimed. He is not here. He is arisen. Good Friday and Easter are connected because they are both for, on account of, our justification. God made him to be sin for us. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Your sin, my sin, the sin of all of our fathers and mothers, generation after generation, brothers and sisters in the flesh, are all on his shoulders, and he takes them to the cross. None of us has sinned more or less than any other. We have all been born not only with Adam's weakness, but with Adam's guilt, so that the forbidden fruit has in it also the marks of our teeth. And for our disobedience and for our guilt, we are condemned. But our Lord carried our guilt and offenses to the cross in his own body. He was delivered up because of our offenses. But St. Paul says that his resurrection is for our justification. What does that mean? Dr. Luther wrote in an Easter sermon, "You should believe that just as you see no sin, death, or damnation in Christ, God sees, for Christ's sake, none of that in you either, when you receive and trust his resurrection." And St. Paul writes, "If you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." As our sin became his, so does his righteousness and glory become ours. When the Father proclaims our Lord righteous and just by raising him from the dead, he has justified his Son. But in that justification, he justifies us as well. The Father was satisfied. He was satisfied with the sacrifice of his Son. He justifies him, proclaiming him righteous. And in so doing, we have that same righteousness. The Easter Gospel, then, and don't forget it, is your justification. In it, our Lord has absolved the whole world of its sin and disobedience. And each time that this Easter event is proclaimed for you, as it is every Sunday, it is presented to faith to be believed. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For our prayer this morning, please turn to page 167 in the fourth part of the hymnal, and we join together in praying Luther's morning prayer. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray you to protect me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me.